it is difficult to know what type of consciousness is referred to, because when we study Abhidharma, we study the manual of Abhidharma, and so we are familiar with terms given in that book. But in the commentary, the names are different than we are familiar with. So sometimes we are at a loss to know what type of consciousness is meant by these words. See, something like, say, profitable, resultant, mind element, something like that. But here, the numbers are given, so you can easily go to the chart and find out. And then the next, to the profitable, resultant, mind element, the root causeless mind consciousness element accompanied by joy. Here, root causeless ahituka, mind consciousness manovijnana element dhatu. And what does that mean? That means santirana, investigation, and so on. Now, in the middle of that paragraph, there is a saying. I think I have not told you about this, even at my Abhidharma classes. That registration or retention, tadaramana. How many times do they arise, tadaramana?
Two.
Two or never, right? So they arise two times, or they don't rise at all. Now, what do you find here? By occurring either once or twice as registration. So according to some teachers, registration can arise once. But the common opinion is registration does not arise once. But when it arises twice. So here also Majjhima commentary does not mean the commentary we now have. It is an old Sinhalese commentary, now lost. But in the Abhidhamma commentary, two turns of consciousness have been handed down with respect to registration. That means in the Abhidhamma commentary, it is said that registration occurs or arises two times. This consciousness has two names, registration, tadaramana, literally having that object that the preceding impulsions had, and aftermath, life continuum, vaiti bhavanga. Vaiti means back. So back bhavanga. Okay. So the other paragraphs are like that. Explaining the consciousness, say, with reference to the functions. So that is in the course of an existence or pavatti, and now at rebirth linking. So, but what was said above, namely, as to the remaining 19, there is none that does not occur as a rebirth linking appropriate to it. There are 19 types of consciousness which has a function of rebirth. And this is hard to understand since it is too brief. Hence, in order to show the details, it may be asked. So there are given details, so many things here. Now, let me tell you one thing about this chart. So if you look at the chart, say, the second link, formations of merit, then Chitana in Kama Vajra Kusala 8, conditioning. And conditioned is in Kama Sugati Mahavibhaga 8, Kusala Vibhaga Ubhaga Santirana. And then you find PT, right? So I didn't explain this in the sheets. So please note that PT means at rebirth. At rebirth, at relinking. And PV means during the course of life. That means after rebirth. Okay, now just above paragraph 135, for briefly, rebirth linking consciousness has three kinds of objects, namely first, present, and not so classifiable. What's that? That means concepts. Panyati. Panyati are said to be without time, out of time. So they are not classifiable as past or present or future. So not so classifiable means panyati. Non-percipient rebirth linking has no object. Non-percipient rebirth, rebirth linking, what does that mean? Asanyi. The rebirth of those born without mind. You know, there are beings who have only physical body, no mind. They are Brahmas. So they practice jhanas and they are those who hate mind, because they think that because there is mind, we suffer. We know this is suffering, this is pain, and something like that. So if there were no mind, we would be very, very happy or blissful. So they practice jhana, and as the result of that jhana, they are reborn as Brahmas without mind or mental activity. So they are like statues, and they stay like statues for, say, 500 eons, and then they come back. So for their relinking, there is no object, since there is no relinking consciousness. So they are, at the moment of their relinking, there is only material properties. And so whenever you see not so classifiable, take it to mean panyati concepts. And then paragraph 136, the beginning, for example. I think for example is not correct. For example means you state only a part of, say, a part of the list or something, right? Not all. But here the Pali word seyadita means what are they or something like that. That means I'm going to give you all details. So it should be something like namely,
that is.
That is something like that. I think these have to be read slowly, not going through as fast as we do now, because they are very important part of Abhidhamma, explaining the process of death and rebirth. So, from happy to unhappy destiny, that means how a person is reborn from a happy realm to unhappy realm. That means how a person, for example, how a person dies as a human being and reborn in hell, or reborn as an animal, and so on. So they are described here, from happy to unhappy destiny. And then the next page, 633, from unhappy to happy destiny. And then from happy to happy destiny. And in the middle of that paragraph, close to number 550 in square brackets. But in the case of one who has stored up karma of the exalted spheres, exalted spheres means Mahagada. So Mahagada means Rupa Vachara and Arupa Vachara. The sign of karma comes into focus, and so on. Then, so here, the three kinds of objects of, relinking Bhavanga and Churya given. A sign of happy destiny, in other words, the appearance of the mother's womb in the case of the human world, and so on. So sometimes karma appears to the mind of a person who is about to die, sometimes sign of karma and sometimes sign of destiny. Sign of destiny is taken to be always present, but sign of karma may be present or past. But karma is always past. So next page, his rebirth linking consciousness arises next to the death consciousness in the order shown for the sign of an unhappy destiny. That means, that refers to paragraph 137. And then, in another case, relatives present objects to him at the five sense door, such as a visible datum as object, perhaps flowers, garlands, flax banners, etc., saying, "This is being offered to the Blessed One for your sake. Dear, set your mind at rest," and so on. Or a sound as object, and so on. So it is helping a man who is about to die. So helping him to get kusala consciousness, kusala karma, so that he can be reborn in a better existence. And so in that case, the object of the dead consciousness will be present object. Then from unhappy to unhappy destiny, so now, how karma is a condition? Page 635. Up to this point, there has been shown the occurrence of the 19 full consciousness as rebirth linking. Also, all this is further classified for. While it occurs in linking, thus it is double class beside through karma, and as mixed and not mixed, and is still further classified, and so on. So, paragraphs 146 and 147 shows how karma is a condition. And then paragraph 148 and following show the classification of karma, that is a double class, mixed or not mixed, and other classifications. It should be understood that when it occurs, that it's double class, etc., is mixed or not, and it is still further classified. For example, though this type of consciousness occurs in one way only as rebirth linking, still it is twofold as divided into mixed and unmixed with materiality. So rebirth linking consciousness arises and not mixed with materiality when it is arupa vajara patisandhi. It is threefold as divided according to sense, desire, fine material, and immaterial becoming, and so on. And it is fourfold as egg-born, womb-born, putrescence, moisture-born, and of aberrational generation. You have to remember this, because they will be mentioned again and again. So there are four kinds of, four kinds of patisandhi or something like that. Egg-born, womb-born, moisture-born, and aberrational generation. So the word used here is generation. But generation really means birth, something like that. Not like this generation, next generation, no. And then it is fivefold according to destiny. So there are five kinds of destiny. They are to be found in Majjhima Nikaya. It is sevenfold according to the stations of consciousness, and it is eightfold according to the abodes of beings. So this is not of karma, but of patisanti. I mean, relinking. So relinking is relinking can be only one. It can be two. It can be three. It can be four. And then it can be seven, and it can be eight. Now, a fivefold destiny, at least fivefold destiny, you should understand this. And fivefold destiny is, it is given later. Yeah. So next page. The mix is double sexed and not. So double means sexed and not sexed. So some are born with masculinity or femininity, but there are other beings who are born without masculinity or femininity. So they are something like a, what do you call them? Eunuchs, right? No sex.
Well, there's also, that's the eunuchs, but there's like amoebas and stuff. They don't have sex. They split and new ones are born. Mm-hmm. It's not that difference.
Yes. And then the least decades, the first has got respectively are there or two and so on. So here the material properties arising with the rebirth linking are mentioned at two decades and so on. But you have to understand the sixth chapter of the manual of Abhidhamma. And then paragraph 153. Here and how the different kinds of generation come about may be understood according to the kind of destiny. For as regards these, no first three generations are in hell, but with the deities, they should be also there, with the deities also, save those of earth, also are found in the three other destinies. And then herein, we should insert some words here. Herein, by the word also, in the words with deities also. Now in Pali, the word ja, I mean the particle ja is used. And sometimes it means something more. Like also in English, say, deities also means deities and others. So by also, we should understand something else than deities. So there should be also in the verse, and also by the also in the words with deities also, it should be understood that as in hell and among deities, except being of deities, so also among the ghosts consumed with thirst. So we should take ghosts consumed with thirst, represented by the word also. So the first three kinds of generation are not found, for they are apparitional only. But in the remaining three kinds of destiny, in other words, among animals, ghosts, and human beings, and among the earth deities accepted above, there are all four kinds of generation. Now, there are five kinds of destinies, right? And how many do we find here? Hell is one destiny. Deities, another destiny. And then ghosts, ghosts consumed with thirst, something like that. Oh, yeah. And then what else? Human beings, one destiny. And deities, we have to differentiate two deities. Deities accepting other deities, and then deities and for the hell there is only one generation, I mean only one birth, that is operational birth, something like that. So for the first the first three kinds of generation are not formed with regard to hell and deities accepting earth deities and ghosts consumed with thirst. But in the remaining three kinds of destiny, that is another kind of hungry ghost, human beings, and animals. Yeah, I forgot about animals. Oh, animals are there. The remaining three kinds of destiny, in other words, among animals, ghosts, and human beings, and among the earth deities accepted above, there are all four kinds of generation. So there can be egg-born, womb-born, moisture-born, and apparitional-born. There are all four kinds of generations can be formed there. And then the explanation, now the five material gods of 39 and so on. So how many kinds of material properties arise with the five material gods and so on. So among the five material Brahmas or operational generation, there arise together with rebirth linking consciousness 30 and also 9 material instances with the four groups, namely the decades of eye, ear, and physical basis. Physical basis means heart base, and the anet of life. You know anet of life? Anet, how do you say that? A group of 9. Four inseparables and jivita. And then about 7 or 8 lines down. Now the group of material states comprising the 10 material instances, namely color, odor, flavor, nutritive essence, and the four primary elements with eye sensitivity and life is, not end, is called the eye-dagat, ear-dagat, and so on. So a group of material states is called the eye-dagat, and they are color, odor, flavor, nutritive essence, 4, and the four primary elements, 8, with eye sensitivity, 9, and life, 10. So they are called eye-dagat. The remaining groups of material states should be understood in the same way, that is ear-dagat, nose-dagat, and so on. And then in the verse, in paragraph 158, second line of the verse, under aggregates, objects, cause, we should correct it to root, not cause. Or you can say root cause, not just cause. Next page, paragraph 161. They are good. A mere state that has got its conditions ushers in the ensuing existence. While it does not migrate from the past, with no cause in the past, it is not. So nothing from this life migrates to the other life, but it is reborn there, not without the cause here. So this is how we understand the rebirth. Say Buddhists accept anatta, right? There is no other, there is no permanent entity. And then they accept rebirth. So sometimes it seems incompatible. Say you do not believe in anything which is permanent, and any soul or whatever, and then you are saying he is reborn in another state and so on. So the answer to this is this. A mere state that has got its conditions ushers in the ensuing existence. So it arises there, conditioned by something here, or something in the past. So, and when it does not migrate from the past, it does not go from the past to the present, or to the present to the future, with no cause in the past, it is not. So there is cause of it. So it is a mere material and immaterial state arising when it has obtained its condition that is spoken of, saying that it comes into the next becoming. It is not a lasting being, not a soul, and it is neither transmigrated from the past becoming, nor yet is it manifested here without cause from that. And then we shall explain this by the normal process, that means obvious process of human death and rebirth linking and so on. And on the next page, the illustrations are given, an echo, or it's like supplies and so on. So an echo, a light, a seal impression, and a looking glass image. So these are the similes given when we explain rebirth. So an echo, a light, a seal impression, and a looking glass, for the fact of it's not coming here from the previous becoming, and for the fact that it arises owing to causes that are included in past becomes and so on. For just as an echo, a light, a seal impression, and a shadow have respectively sound, etc., as their cause, and come into being without going elsewhere, so also this consciousness. And 167. And with this stream of continuity, there is neither identity nor otherness. Neither identity nor otherness. And if there were an absolute identity in the stream of continuity, there would be no forming of curd from milk. And yet if there were absolute otherness, the curd would not be derived from the milk. And so too with all causally arisen things. And if that was so, there would be an end to all worldly usage, which is hardly desirable. So neither absolute identity nor absolute otherness should be assumed here. Then, if no transmigration is manifested, then after the cessation of the aggregates in this human person, that fruit could be another person's or due to other karma, since the karma, that is a condition for the fruit, does not pass on there to where the fruit is. And whose is the fruit, since there is no experiencer? Therefore, this formulation seems to be unsatisfactory. So, one man does the karma and the other being gets the result or something. So the answer is through continuity, like seeds and so on. And then what we call an experiencer is just the arising of results. And so actually there is no experiencer at all and so on. Then on page 174, paragraph 174, about the middle of the paragraph, and there is, for just as in the world when someone becomes an agent with the aim of completing some business or other, and he buys goods, say, or obtains a loan, it is simply the fact that he is performing the transaction that is the condition for completing that business and so on. Now, it is not simply an agent. It is someone who promises to pay debt or something. That's something like a guarantor. You guarantee something. And also completing some business is very vague. The Pali word used here is niyatana. And although Pali language is a religious language, there are some words, I think, taken from Sanskrit, say, which has to do with worldly things. And so I can say that it is a business Pali word. Niyatana is a business Pali word. And Niyatana means paying back. and not transacting a business, but paying back. So the aim of paying what has been promised, or the aim of discharging the obligation, something like that. And then paragraph 175 and so on explains the relationship according to Patthana. So you have to read this with reference to the chart. So with the chart you understand, I think, easily. Formations of demerit. Now, there's one thing worthy of note, and that is on page 643, at the top of the page. And then it is a condition for Brahmas seeing undesirable visible data and hearing undesirable sounds that are in the sense sphere. There are no undesirable visible data, etc., in the Brahma world itself. So, in the Brahma world, there are no undesirable sights, undesirable sound, and so on. But they can see undesirable sights and they can hear undesirable sounds from the sense sphere. When they look down to the sense sphere, they may see undesirable objects there. But in the Brahma world itself, there is no undesirable visible sights, undesirable sights or undesirable sounds. And likewise in the divine world of the sense sphere. So in the Deva Loka also, there are no undesirable objects, no anitta aramana, because everything there is beautiful. But when they look down to the human world, then they may see a lot of undesirable objects. Okay, I think that is the end of the second link between formations and consciousness. This is the longest of the links, the explanation, the longest explanation given by the Visuddhimagga, the path of purification. And there are a lot of information about Patisandhi and death and rebirth, and also karma and its results. So, as you read it slowly, and maybe with the help of Manual of Abhidhamma, or a reading of Manual of Abhidhamma can help you here. So, it goes both ways. And those who have studied Abhidhamma may know that here are the explanations for the Manual of Abhidhamma.
What chapter?
For karma and results, the fifth chapter. And also death and rebirth, the fifth chapter.
So you're going on retreat, we're going to have a retreat here. So
yeah.
The last meeting will be on December 14th?
Yes.
December 14th, yeah. So there's one more meeting December 14th.
So,
which is 4 weeks from today.
4 weeks from today, yes.
December 14th?
December 14th. Mm-hmm. So it gives us plenty of time to study.
should we try to get to the end of the chapter?
Huh?
For the last class?
Yes, yeah.
To the end of the chapter.
But with the help of the notes, I think.